Whitmore Square is a parkland in the southwest quadrant of Adelaide's CBD, and is a safe haven for many people experiencing homelessness because of the many shelters and services in the area. While most days of the week there are places to go to get a hot meal, there's a gap in these services on Sundays. A volunteer-run street kitchen has been serving hot meals to the local homeless community on Sundays for the past 2 years, only now coming under fire for their lack of permit and being told they can no longer run their kitchen in Whitmore Square. The Wire's Michelle Stevenson has this story.
Whitmore Square is a parkland in the southwest quadrant of Adelaide's CBD that is a safe haven for many people experiencing homelessness due to the many shelters and services in the area. While most days of the week there are places to go to get a hot meal, there is a gap in these services on Sundays. A volunteer-run street kitchen run by the Australian Communist Party has been serving hot meals to the local homeless community on Sundays for the past 2 years, only now coming under fire for their lack of permit and being told that they can no longer run their kitchen in Whitmore Square. Alice Clark, Executive Director of Shelter SA, spoke with us about whether it is okay to push people out of these areas.
No, it's not. Not at all. I think it's a sad indictment on our society when we firstly know that people are relying on charities for sustenance, you know, for basic meals and food for their survival. And secondly, that we can have views that actually are spoken out loud that talk about not including people of all situations within our cities and within areas that are increasingly gentrified.
Is gentrification an issue, especially for homeless and Aboriginal communities?
Gentrification is occurring in every city across the country, including Adelaide. I mean, you only need to take a walk through the city to see lots of new apartments being built that are really catering to the upper end of the market. There's a new development plan for Whitmore Square, in fact, that are luxury apartments. And, you know, we've heard over many years people complaining about specifically Aboriginal people who gather in the parklands to meet and talk, people claiming that they have to keep their curtains closed because they can't, you know, bear the sight of these of people gathering in the parklands, which is what the parklands are for, is for people to use and enjoy and gather and meet their friends. So there is an element of racial discrimination there as well, I think.
So what do you think is more important, having the correct permits or making sure people have meals?
Well, clearly I think people need to have meals is more important. I think if a permit is required to use the square, then that should be sought and obtained. But to provide essential meals on the weekend when a lot of other things are closed is a very worthwhile activity and one that should be commended rather than people talking about moving on.
So do you think the services in SA are adequately able to help vulnerable South Australians and those experiencing homelessness and going without food?
The service providers and charities do a fantastic job of providing meals and food parcels, but it is another sad indictment that charities have to do fundraising and rely on donations to meet those needs. They get government funding for some services, but that's not enough to meet the great needs that there are in the community. So it's my personal view that governments should be responsible for vulnerable people in our society. But the fact is, apart from feeding people, which is a, you know, very basic daily necessity, we just don't have the housing that's needed to address homelessness adequately. So really, for many people experiencing homelessness, social housing is the outcome that they need. And we're just not seeing an investment in social housing to result in any increase that's going to have an impact on the number of people experiencing homelessness. And we know that Aboriginal people are overrepresented in those areas where there is a lot of vulnerability and great need. So I think some of the commentary in the media was alluding to the fact that it was somehow creating dependency to provide food for people. I don't know if that's correct word for word, but if it is, I can't see how meeting a basic human need is creating a dependency.
Overall, what do you think the solution is going forward?
We need to build social housing and invest in social housing to radically increase the supply available to our vulnerable citizens. That would be a fantastic first step. And I think we should take some of the pressure off our charitable institutions to do all this fundraising to add value to their business and to supply essential services. That should be a responsibility of government. And if we can build sports stadiums, for example, for hundreds of millions of dollars, I can think of many better uses for those funds, which would be to not just create more support services, but to actually create the housing, the supported accommodation, the crisis accommodation that our society so desperately needs.
Executive Director of Shelter South Australia, Alice Clark there. Ending that story from The Wire's Michelle Stevenson.